Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We've got Team List Tuesday for round 6 coming your way. Good God, the season is getting away from us very, very quickly. Kathmandu, how are you?
I'm really good. How did we get to round 6? I remember when we were in pre-season and a lot of the names that we were talking about, some of them are just being called up for the very first time.
Yeah, it's a lot to go through this week. Shout out to the NRL. As they said on their website, drop the ball this afternoon. Yep. The NRL website not working in the key 15 minutes after team list. So we had to sort of do this via social media. So if we do forget any, we apologise. But I'm pretty sure we've got just about all of them here. There's a lot of changes.
Yes, a lot of changes and no doubt changes to come.
Yeah, I think there'll be heaps. All right, Kathmandu, Thursday night, what's doing?
Okay, well, it's nice. Knights versus Roosters, and as it's the Knights' home game, we are up in Nui. It's 8 p.m. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, the Newcastle Knights, not a heap of changes here. The one thing to keep an eye on is Greg Marshew. Now, if Greg Marshew is able to feature in this one, he'll go to the left wing. I assume Tuala will go to the right, and I think that 2024 recruit Tommy Jenkins will drop out of the Newcastle Knights side. Still no sign of Tyson Mazel, out for a few more weeks. For the Chooks, Manu named at fullback, Palga on the wing, Connor Watson named at 6. Nat Butcher back in the second row. He obviously had a child on the weekend, so congratulations to Nat and Harmony. And Zach Docker-Clay in jersey 14. Just want to keep an eye on his young Hugo Savala, who they've always had big raps on. He's on the extended bench. I doubt it, but I think there's a sniff that he could come in and play 5-8 potentially. So just keep an eye on that situation. Friday night, Kathmandu, where are we?
We are in Melbourne. Actually, I'm going to be at this game, so I'll be in Melbourne too. This is a Storm home game against the Bulldogs, and it's at 6 p.m.
How good. Down there in the Melbourne Storm's home ground, keep an eye out for Kat down there. And keep an eye on our Rugby League Guru socials. We've got a couple of takeovers coming this week.
Definitely.
It's going to be exciting. For the Melbourne Storm, Nass and Chan on the extended bench. No other changes outside of that. For the Bulldogs, brace yourself. Critter at 1. Tracy and Fox are on the wings. Kiraz and Zeri are in the centres. Curran's named on the edge. Kikau's also been named. Max King's also been named. And young Bailey Hayward makes his debut off the bench. Super excited for him. Really liked him in the trials. From what we've heard, there's a lot more injuries in this Canterbury side than what this team list has shown. So just wait and see. There could be mass changes there. Maybe it was just all overplayed and the Canterbury Bulldogs have just kept it under wraps. But I'm expecting at least a few changes to that side. Mm. Curran was named on the edge last week, moved to the bench. They moved guys around. So keep an eye on Cam Serrato. He's not afraid to change up his side massively before kickoff. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's big changes, not only before kickoff, but in the 24 hours before this one. What's the late game, Kathmandu?
8 p.m. Suncorp Stadium. This is Broncos versus Dolphins. It feels like it's always a Queensland derby every week.
Yeah, what's doing there? Getting them all out of the way early, you two-headed freaks. Okay, for the Broncos, Reece Walsh at fullback, Corey Oates on the wing. Jock Madden wears jersey 7. Great to see Willison back on the bench. Shout out to our Supercoach teams. Ben Takura actually drops out of the side. And Wendell Saylor, Tristan Saylor is on the bench as well. Big headline act there. Reece Walsh returns. Great to see. For the Finns, New comes in at centre. Flegler named at prop. Kenny Bromwich named on the edge. Two two guys that I believe came out of that game with injuries, so keep an eye on that situation, especially Tommy Flegler and Milf, also named on the bench as well. Good to see Anthony Milford back in first grade. Super Saturday, what's doing, Kat?
Just want to say I love that you just wrote Milf bench.
Milf, yes.
Yeah, that's funny, that one.
You like that, do you?
Yeah, very funny. Okay, Saturday, it is the Waz versus Manly. This one's over in Auckland and it's at 3 p.m.
Yeah, the early game on Saturday, DWZ back in for the New Zealand Warriors. Kurt Capel also comes back in on the edge. For the Manly Seagulls, Burbo named at centre, obviously replacing the injured, but he had a HIA last week. Ruben Garrick and Waddell also on the edge there. No other changes to that side. 5:30 game, I'm actually going to be at this game. So if you are out there at CommBank Stadium, keep an eye out for me. I'll be down there in the Field Club. We'll put the link in the description. There's actually a chance for you guys to join me. I've got two free passes, a Parramatta Eels signed jersey for 2024 as well. You have to hit the link in the description. It'll say Parramatta next to it to go into the running to win this competition if you can attend this game. And this game is at
CommBank Stadium. We love. Okay, moving on.
At 5:30. Thanks, Kat. Good little cameo there.
Sorry, do you know what I thought you'd gone through more detail?
Yeah, I didn't do that overly well. But yeah. Come join me at CommBank.
Okay. So Guru will be there, but the game itself, this is Eels versus Cowboys. It's 5:30 p.m. at CommBank Stadium. Let's jump into the team list.
Parramatta Eels, Morgan Harper returns at centre. Assey named at six. Bryce Cartwright returns on the edge. Unfortunately for us Supercoach players, Blaze Talangi dropped out of the side. Defensively, there have been issues there, just as he's about to make money though, not ideal. Kat doesn't make many trades. I forced her to trade in Blaze Talangi last week, so that's good work for me. I'm sure
lucky
I'm in a couple of roasting.
I got trades to burn.
You got heaps of trades to burn. You could trade him in three or four times and still be sweet. Micah Sivo also dropped from this side. He didn't have his greatest game over the weekend. Sucked into the tradie that has to tackle Micah Sivo in reserve grade this week. Fuck yikes. That. For the Cowboys, obviously Labard out. We want to wish him all the very best. Another ACL. Tommy Chester comes into the side. Valia on the extender. But Tom Chester came in the other day and did a really good job. So I'm expecting him to hold that spot there. Late game,
Rabbitohs versus Sharks. So glad I'm not in Sydney for this one. Just kidding. I'm just a bitter Rabbitohs fan right now. This one is 7:30 p.m. at Accor Stadium.
I don't think she was kidding. For the Rabbitohs, Jai Gray makes his debut at fullback. I'm super excited to see this kid. Wish it was coming in better circumstances, but I think he's got such a big future in our game. Ty Munro on the wing, he returns as well. Congratulations to Ty returning, CBA class of 2024. Mamazelis also gets a bait in jersey 9. Havili on the bench. The following players have been dropped. Tellis Duncan, Sean Kepi, but the biggest casualty by far and away, Damien Cook. Defensively wasn't great last week, but I'll give you the hot tip. I could have thrown a dart out the window of Heffron and hitting a player that didn't go well defensively last week. I am shocked by this. This one has absolutely floored me. For the Cronulla Sharks, Itto holds his spot at centre. Great to see. Hazelden starts. Nikita, he comes in on the edge. Talakai shifts to the bench. Worth keeping an eye on this side though, especially in that front row rotation. Hamlon Wele and Toby Rudolph on the extended bench. Take us to Sunday, the Catalyst.
All right.
She's texting. She's not even paying attention. No.
I got a message about South's lineup.
Oh, I thought that's awfully.
Well,
share it with us. Don't keep it to yourself.
Gray Munro, I'm happy with, to be honest, and starting Mamazelis. Cook, 18th man too. Duncan, 21 though. I'm pissed with that.
Who's that from?
That was from one of my mates who's Love also that. A South supporter. So
good news. Sunday, what do we got?
All right. Moving on to Sunday, we have Tigers versus Dragons. This one is Campbelltown, 4:05 p.m.
We have got the West Tigers. Seafarth named on the edge. Johnny Bateman out of this one. Simkin on the bench with Kapoa and Matamua and Alex 12 there. For the Dragons, Harm Selle goes from out of the side to starting prop. Actually, I think it might have been a hamstring last week. So Harm Selle back in and Eisenhuth named in jersey 13. No other changes for the Dragons. Late game, Kathmandu.
Raiders versus Titans. This one is another Canberra home game, 6:15 p.m.
The nation's capital, 6:15 p.m. on Sunday night. The Raiders, Chevy Stewart named at fullback to make his debut. Congratulations to Chevy. He made his way down from the Cronulla Sharks a few years ago. Kid that I've always really liked. I thought he was a little bit raw to start the season. He's gone back to reserve grade, played against men and absolutely dominated. So I wish Chevy all the very best. Hosking named on the edge there. Trey Mooney on the bench. Corey Horsburgh out. Big news for Morgan Smithies. Horsburgh's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks. So Smithies, hello. For the Titans, Kieran Foran named. Obviously, I came off injured last week. Didn't look too good, but has been named. Fifita starts on the edge. And the kid that made his debut last week that I really liked, Pahulu, he remains on the bench as well. That is Desi Hasler's changes for this game. Guys, we have got beers and break evens coming your way tomorrow at 3 p.m. But tonight we've got the catch up, one of my favorite episodes we've done so far this year, myself and Kat. What sort of things do we touch on tonight?
Look, there were a few things that really took social media by storm. There's obviously the Dom Young moment on Friday night, which took the internet by storm, as we said. That man had main character energy. The wind was blowing. The shirt was ripped. Some would say it was a perfect moment.
It was a perfect moment. And shout out to Dom Young, who has never skipped chest day in his entire life, looking the goods.
But we had a lot of requests for you to react to that moment, so we did that. We touched on Benji Marshall coaching against Wayne Bennett, former coach. We did a guest Rue, the things that everybody loves every week. Guys, it's a great episode. Definitely tune in, check it out. You won't regret it.
Catch up tonight, 7 p.m. We will see you there. Cheers, legends.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.